Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
Well, welcome to episode 233.
Do not start that out with any enthusiasm. Need to restart that.
You know what, Pete? I was thinking about it today. I'm actually going to start this podcast by welcoming you to the show.
I'm just waiting for you to say, "Hey, detailer, this is Jimbo Balaam." Sorry, that's a throwback to my podcast.
One time I had Heather on the show, and she tried to do the intro. I think you listened to that episode, Pete. It was the
right.
Yeah. And she tried to intro the show, and she just butchered it. So. Did the mic pick that up?
Oh, it so did.
Oh, good.
That's so making it on the podcast. It's awesome.
We're not. You know the rules of no editing, don't you?
You're beautiful. I can hear you. I didn't butcher it.
All right. I don't want to have to make this explicit, so pump the brakes. And we are recording. All right, Pete. Well, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome. Jimbo. Appreciate you having me on again.
Pete, this may be the last recording of my voice ever.
It could be. I mean, your wife just might kill you.
That's okay, Pete. You know, that's okay.
You know, I appreciate you having me on because I think I'm probably getting up there with, like, you know, the most interviewed guest
you've are, had. At least in a row. And you're lucky that we picked the month of May because it has five Mondays. And since I release podcasts on Mondays, you're gracing us with your presence five times in a row.
So what you're saying is I'm a May baby?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. And no one's complained that, like, man, that Pete guy's super annoying.
Dude, I've actually had some of the people call me who are going to the detail marketing bootcamp.com.
2 minutes. Nice.
I like it, right? And I had this one guy call me and he goes, "Hey, do you know who Dan Kennedy is?" And that's like a really big guy in the marketing world, mm-hmm. right? I'm like, "Yeah, dude, I did a product launch for Dan Kennedy and Chip Kessler. They're making them believe home study course." He's like, "Yeah, man, listening to you two, I feel like I'm listening to Dan Kennedy and Joe Polish." And let me tell you, that's like the highest compliment
someone
could give.
If they could only see our faces.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, man, I'll take that all day long. I'm down with that.
Yeah, I had someone just last week. He's in New Zealand or Australia. Sorry, Darren. And he's like, "Man, the past three episodes have been killer. If the boot camp's anything like that, I'm so excited. I can't wait." So it's music to my ears.
What I can also say, too, is all the negative comments stopped coming into my email about – after last week's, you know, have the right clients.
Yeah. Well, hey, now we got the right clients.
Listening. I'm telling you. Sometimes you just got to let them know what's up.
Sometimes. So today, Pete, we're going to be talking about car shows. Contest. That's what it was. So, yeah.
Nice. I like that intro. Well, here's the reason, because you asked me, you go, "What do you want to talk about today?"
I did, like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, and I go, "Well, I want to talk about contests because contests can be a great way to get a list of hot prospects." So when you're looking at
what does that mean for someone who's like, "What's a hot prospect? Is that like a girl? Like what does that mean?"
that's a good call, man. I haven't thought about that. Well, it could mean a girl. It could mean a guy too. A hot prospect would be.
I want you to be gender neutral, Pete.
Well, here's the thing. You, like any old prospect would be just somebody who's – they may not be a serious buyer. They could be like a tire kicker. Mm. You know when you get those calls that are like really annoying because they're like, well, I just want to pay $20 for a watch, and that's it. You're like, okay, you're not a hot prospect. You're not even in my world, right? You're just somebody who got my card, and now you're annoying me. Like, especially if you're a mobile detail and you're going to drive somewhere, because then you got gas expense and everything else, right?
Right.
And so what I mean by a hot prospect is, like, technically the phone book is a prospect list, right? But those aren't hot prospects. Those are just people's names. So a hot prospect is someone who's predisposed to do business with you. They want to do business with you. They have the money to do business with you, and they're ready to take action right now.
I got a great example of this, actually.
Give me it.
So I talked to someone this week from Canada, and he had some questions about marketing and kind of which way to go with some of his marketing and stuff, and a lot more words than what you just said. I was basically telling him to go after the hot prospects, which is what the Google ad running AdWords helps you to do, instead of just kind of throwing out, casting the biggest net possible to as many people as possible. Like, what was one of his things that he wanted to do? I can't remember, but it was, you know, basically he was thinking about casting this ginormous net and catching people that aren't hot prospects or warm leads or whatever. And I told him, man, instead of wasting money going after people that are never going to buy your service, focus on people that are actually looking for your service. You know, then you can worry about the things like your pricing, your website, your... Oh, that's what it was. He was talking about doing, like, should he focus on Instagram or should he focus on Pinterest or should he focus on Facebook, like his Facebook page or blah, blah, blah. And I said, I think all those are important as more of like supporting roles, at least for detailing, you know, but instead of, like, I don't know if people actually buy off a hashtag that they saw, you know.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't advertise that way. And you actually bring up a good point. So before I even go on any further about, like, contests and stuff.
Sorry if I took you on a rabbit trail.
No, because this is a good one. This is actually probably the most important thing I could drill into anyone's head when it comes to marketing. It's what I call the ABCs of marketing. Have we talked about the ABCs of marketing?
Would that be always be selling or always be closing?
No, it's not. It's very close, right? Because my philosophy is GTM. Get the money. I got a client whose staff now says to me, it's GTM, right, Pete? GTM, we got to get the money.
I am changing your name in my phone to GTM. Mr. GTM.
I love it. No, so ABC stands for Audience Bait Channel. When it comes to marketing, this is where literally everyone screws up, not just detailers, but I mean every business. Instead of focusing on first who's my ideal audience or who's my ideal prospect, and then going to what's the bait that I can put in front of my ideal prospect that's going to get them to bite, and then looking at what's the right channel to use. Is it Instagram? Is it Google? Is it Facebook? Is it direct mail? What is it, right? That's the channel. Almost everybody wants to start with the channel. And they go, hey, I want to run some Instagram ads. How do I do that? Well, first of all, I don't even know if that's the right channel to reach who you're trying to reach.
Right.
Or they go, hey, I want to do some Google ads. Okay, but is that the right channel? Now, ironically, Google ads is, because Google ads is, it's basically the new yellow pages, right?
Right.
It's like anyone looks up something in the yellow pages, they're a buyer. Right. You don't look up anything in the yellow pages unless you want to buy. And that's the same thing with Google. Mm-hmm. If you're searching for a detailer on Google, you are a buyer, right? Mm-hmm. So that actually is a good channel. But you always start everything with who's my ideal audience. And you got to clearly define that. We kind of talked about that a little bit last week with, you know, the right clients and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you need to know that. You need to know, you know, who's my ideal client? What profession are they in? How old are they? What kind of income do they make? Where do they live? Mm-hmm. Do they have kids? Are they divorced? Are they single? Are they married? You know, what's you kind of do want to know all that stuff about your ideal client. And a good way for a detailer to do that is you actually look at your current clients and you go, who are my best ones? Who are the ones that I like working with the most, that pay me the most, that have the least amount of headache for me, that I really enjoy working with them? And then you can really go, okay, well, let me look more at that person. all right, they live in Long Beach. They live on this part of Long Beach. They drive, you know, this kind of car. It's, you know, this year or newer. And you really start to like go, okay, well, then that's who my ideal client is. And then you go to the next step, which is what's the right bait that I need to dangle in front of them to get them to bite, to get them into what I call a sales funnel. So that bait could be a lot of different things. Like that bait could be a coupon for your service. That bait could be a consumer guide, which we talked about like on the very first episode. Like if you did car coatings and stuff like that, and so you're doing like a lot of that really high-end type, really expensive services and stuff, you would almost need to have a consumer guide so you can really show that you're the expert, that you're the celebrity expert. You know this stuff. You've actually written a consumer guide on it. Do you need it? If you do need it, you know, what level do you need? When do you do this type of stuff? That would be the bait that you would use that would get someone who wants that to bite. And then once they're in your sales funnel, then you get to go after them. For your Google AdWords stuff, really one of the best baits for that is offering people a quote, which you've talked about, right? You gotta offer them a quote, a way that they can find out how much it costs. That's bait, because that's what they want to know. What is this going to cost me? And now you control the follow-up. You've got their contact info. You can then follow up with them and stuff like that. So
I love it.
Yeah, so I know that's kind of off the subject of
content. No, but that's, like you said, probably one of the – that's huge, the ABC. So it's the – for people listening, ABC, it's audience, bait, channel.
In that order.
In that order. So like we talked about a few weeks ago, defining what type of clients you want to be working with is huge. Go from there. Start there. Figure out what is going to get them in, where they're looking – and then attack that. That way you don't feel so overwhelmed with doing stuff like Pinterest. And it's like,
yeah,
I don't know if that works for detailers. It may.
I don't know either, because, you know, the thing about social media is there's tons of it out there. What I love about doing on social media is instead of doing all the organic stuff, I don't have time for that. Like, I really do not want to be writing on Twitter, oh, I just went to the bathroom, you know, and like crap like that. Like, I have no desire to do
anything. No pun intended on the crap. You're full of it today, Pete.
I tell you. But what I do on social media all the time is I run ads, and I literally just pay for the ad.
Right.
And the way I tell my clients is this, I go, look, if you've got more time than money, then okay, do all the organic stuff. But if you've got more money than time, then you want to leverage yourself and you want to reach far more people, which you can do with advertising. So like Pinterest, primarily the main market for that is women.
Right.
So if your clients were women, maybe that's a good venue for you. I mean, I have no idea. I don't use Pinterest.
I don't either. But you know what? I think a big hang up with paid advertising is that people think it has to be expensive. Like, oh my gosh, it's going to be, you know, $10,000 a month. And again, this week too, I had someone, I'm trying to look right now because it may be the same guy. It is Darren Windsor. He spent, let me just read this to you real quick, Pete. And this is going to, we haven't talked about the detailermarketingbootcamp.com.
Which you want to go to and hurry up and get your tickets.
Which you want to hurry up and get your tickets today. Because I will be talking about Google AdWords. And Darren wrote me a message. He bought the AdWords course a while back. And he said he stopped running it for a while, but he started running again. And this, it has to do with, it doesn't have to be expensive to start generating some serious leads. Okay. And he's in, Darren, I think you're Australia. I'm sorry. 716 views, 5 clicks, 2 calls. He got $620 worth of business. Pete, how much do you think he spent?
Oh, for seven, can't be that much. $5, $10, something like that?
$5.
Yeah.
$4.87. And so, you know, the question I always ask is, would you spend $5 to make $620?
Yeah, I mean, but you see, like, yeah, and that's just, I think, where people start going after, like, how most people pick the channel that they're going to advertise in is literally who just called them.
Right.
So, like, if a car show just called you and said, hey, you know, would you like to be a vendor at our car show? It's only $700 or whatever. I don't even know what it costs.
Probably around $200 for...
It depends on the car show, right?
Sure, right.
Yeah. How big it is and location. Sure. And some of them in Vegas are
expensive. Yeah, if you try to get into SEMA, it'd be nutty.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Then it's, like, a thousands. Lot. Yeah, exactly. So lot. It just depends on where you're at and all that type of stuff.
Right.
But then again, what we're doing is we're looking at the channel first.
Right.
Good instead point. Of looking at who's the audience. Because what made me think of this actually was you got to understand this about my wife. My wife is an ice skater.
Uh-oh.
She's an ice skating coach. So
just make sure she can't hear you, Pete, right now. Just
no, in she's case. In the other room.
Okay.
Unlike your wife. I closed the door. So
whoops.
She wants my son, my four-year-old, to learn how to ice skate. So he can become a hockey player. Let me just throw that out
there. Yeah, I was going to say, Pete, here we go again.
I'm just saying it's for the hockey, right? It's for the same. So I got to drive him to the rink on Saturday because she's already there working, right? Mm. So I load the kids up. I'm driving to the rink. And on the way to the rink, there was a car show. And so I'm like, I got to check it out, right?
Where
so,
was this at? Stop. What city?
Long Beach.
Okay.
It was at like the old it was like a Boeing facility.
Okay. They're probably doing cars and coffee or something. Or was it a whatever?
Doesn't I don't matter. Know. Yeah. I wasn't paying that close of attention. Yeah. But what I was noticing, of course, because we've got the detailermarketingbootcamp.com.
Nice. Smooth. That one was good.
Was I was checking out the detailer that was there. And the whole time I'm sitting there looking at this guy's facility and I don't understand his strategy. And I think it's because he doesn't really have a strategy. It's like, and okay.
He just had a booth? He had a booth there? Okay.
Booth there, working it, you know, trying to talk to everyone who's there. Mm-hmm. Which you and I talked about right before this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, usually it's not going to be the guy who's got his car at the show that's your ideal client.
Right.
Because a lot of times if they're that into their cars, then they're probably going to do all that stuff themselves. Or at least think they can, or like have their guy who, I'm not going to let anyone else touch my car because, you know, so-and-so knows how to do it right, whatever. But it doesn't matter because there's a lot of people who go to that. But you got to have a strategy then of, okay, what kind of bait am I going to offer all of these people to get them into my sales funnel? And there's lots of different strategies. Like, in fact, why don't you tell them what your strategy is that you've used in the past? Because I think that's a good one. And then I'll tell them some of my ideas.
I was going to save it, Pete, put it on a CD and sell the CD. But you know what? Since we're doing the detailermarketingbootcamp.com, I will reveal it here.
I like it. I like it.
So, yeah, I have that exact same thought is that if I'm doing a car show, I'm not going after the guys with the cars in the show. I'm going after the people that are coming to the show to look at the cars because those are also car people, but they're not, they maybe don't have their, because a lot of these car shows are old cars too, right? Yeah. That people have restored. So the problem is they have that whole emotional attachment through the restoration process. And so that's where, you know, things start coming out like no one else touches this car but me because they're so emotionally tied to that car. Well, a lot of the people going to the show drive everyday cars and they still want whatever, all that. So what I do is I offer, because here was my thought behind it too, Pete, is that I want to, not only do I want to get people in my sales funnel, but I want to start, I want to recoup the money that I spent to have my spot at that car show the day of the car show. Because we all know when someone goes, oh yeah, I'll take a card, I'll call you. It never happens.
Yeah.
Right. It never happens. So I thought, okay, what could I do to capitalize and make money that day? Right. So for me, the space was $200 and some flyer, whatever. Right. So the cost isn't that much to be there unless you get into custom easy up and banners. And I guess it could get expensive anyway. So what I do is I offer a discounted service. So I usually will offer like half off of a service. I do a wax and a sealant, and I think I sell it for $75. And I will also offer, I didn't tell you this, Beep, but I'll also offer headlight restoration. and odor removal in cars. So I want to do services that I can complete under an hour at the people's locations. So, and then I have a, I'll have like a little headlight on the table. I do a 50-50 of it, you know, do a headlight restoration on half right before and after so people can see it. Because visuals are also really good because people go, oh yeah, my headlight looks like that, you know, and I'm showing them that I could fix it. Anyway, services that I can complete under an hour and sell them at a discount at the show, with the caveat being if people buy it, you have to buy it then to get that show price. So, and on a good year, I think the best year I had was 2 years ago because it didn't end up raining the day of the show. And I sold, I think, 17 of those. And the minimum was $75 per item. So, whatever that is.
Nice. Nice.
$1,200. So, yeah, you got to go do the cars later. But, again, that's nice because you can go back and say, hey, it's just a wash and a wax. Do you want to upgrade? Upselling. Right? Like we talked
about. VIP experience, baby.
You can then offer that VIP experience to the customer, but you've already got them to use your service because they paid for it. So right. they're going to call you because they've already separated from $75 of their own money. Right. Right? So then you got them, then you upgrade to the
client. And if they don't call you, it's still on them. They already gave you the money.
It's still on them, but you want them to call you because you have the opportunity to upsell them.
Well, and you want to make them a client so you can get the repeat business.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's what I do.
Which, by the way, you know, kind of the cool thing. So when you say you give it to them like a discounted, you basically increase the price so you can give them a discount and you still make your same profit margin.
I wasn't going to say it like that, Pete, but since you said that, yes.
But that is what it is.
Yeah. And so for detailers listening, what I'll do is offer a higher quality sealant instead of just a wax, so they're getting a better product, but it's not taking any extra time on my end.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
I will slightly increase the price to discount it.
Yeah, well, and that's just normal, actually. It's not, like when you see a company going out of business and it says 70% off, they usually had another company go in there who's running that sale for them, and they jacked up all the prices so they could knock it 70% off. It's called marketing.
It's called detailermarketingbootcamp.com.
Well, it's a little bit – I mean, I get – it's not – you don't want to be like the scuzzy guy who's like, right. Oh, I just totally – you know, that it's not a real discount. I mean, you're – like you said, you're offering them a better –
right.
product, so right. they get a better experience, and then they are going to come back. Like that's the key thing is your clients have to be happy with what you do,
right?
To the point where they don't just want to use you again; they're going to recommend you as a raving fan to all of their friends and family and coworkers.
Exactly,
because that's how you get longevity in the business.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to screw people over.
Yeah, which by the way, that whole strategy that you just did. You don't even have to do that at a car show. You could do that literally on Facebook, which is one of the things that the VIP guys are going to be going through pretty soon. It'll be next week. Okay. I got to email them all and let them know about the VIP Facebook training.
How do you get that VIP Facebook training?
Well, you know, simple enough. You actually head on over to detailermarketingbootcamp.com. And you got to register for the event. You'll be given the option to get a VIP ticket. And the VIP ticket people, they're going to go through my Facebook training, which is where I do most of my advertising today.
Mm. And that's just an option. You don't have to buy the VIP.
No, you don't. It's okay. Just there.
Okay.
You don't have to have a wax. You could just have a wash. I mean, that's totally cool. You want a clean car, you still get a clean car. But, but like with Facebook, you can do this thing called an offer. And I really like what they... What Facebook calls an offer, because that's where you get to put the really cool deals, you know, where it's like, hey, get $25 off. And I would like you, I would do the hire service. I wouldn't be doing it on a wash. I'd be doing it on the wash and a wax, the wash and a sealant, or even the higher level detailer packages. So
can you offer a coating at a discount? Because then you could you could be like, hey, you know, $200 off a coating.
Right.
You know.
Right. And with Facebook, you actually get to target people in the United States. It is different in other countries, right? Canada's different. Australia's different. They don't have the same targeting options that the states have.
Okay.
But in the states, we can target people based on their age, their income, where they live, their zip code, what kind of car they have. Have they been recently shopping for a car? I mean, there's like so much stuff that you can target them on in Facebook. It's really crazy. But anyway, that's the reason why I wanted you to bring up that strategy. I love that as a strategy. But here's one of the other things that you can do. I got this one client, right? She was going to a trade show, which is same thing as like a car show, just, you know, different industry. And one of her sales reps was like, "Hey, can we give away an iPad, you know, when people enter a contest?" And I go, "Okay, well, here's the problem with that. We're going to get a bunch of people who want iPads. That's not my ideal client. Like, I don't care if you want an iPad. I care if you want my service, if you want my product."
Great point.
So if you're going to do a contest, which would be a great way to get people into your sales funnel. Now, when I say sales funnel, that means you're going to follow up with these people to find out who's ready for your service or not, right? And we're going to actually be going over at the detailermarketingbootcamp.com how to handle that sales funnel, how to get those people to convert from being, you know, the looky-loos or whatever. But if you ran a contest for, let's say, a free wash and wax, you know, $75 value or whatever, and all they got to do is enter the contest, depending on where you're at. Like, let's say you're at – sometimes employers will put on, like, kind of like a job fair, but it's not a job fair. It's like a, you know, a benefits fair at their companies, and they'll like have a whole bunch of vendors in, and they bring out all their employees, and their employees go through it. So if you did something like at one of those type of events, you know, I might have where they could drop in their business card. If I'm at a car show, I'm going to have something really easy for them to fill out. I want their name, I want their cell phone, and I want their email, and that's it. I want their address or anything else. And they can just drop it in there. And now you're getting people who would like a detail. And you're going to give away one of them for free, but you're going to get a whole list of people who want that service.
Right.
And so all of the people who don't win, and by law, by the way, depending, it's different in every state, but by law, you can't jerry-rig the contest. You can't, like, screw people over and you know, I'm going to give it to this guy or whatever. Just literally, you know, have your spouse, whatever, reach the hand and take out a card. Okay, that person gets a freebie. And don't even worry about it. Give them the freebie. Be honest about it. But now you can reach out to everyone else. And what I like to do is I like to say, you know, one, you know, in your case, one wash and wax will be given away. And there will be runner-up prizes as well. And so then I might make sure that everyone else who enters gets a runner-up prize. And the runner-up prize might be, you know, $25 off the wash and wax service. Or like you said, you know, it's going to be some sort of discount. But now I've got a whole list of people who said, I wanted that, but, you know, whatever reason, I didn't buy it at the event. I wanted to see if I could win it, whatever. And now you can follow up with them. And now you've got their contact information. You get to follow up with them forever.
That's
right?
That's a great idea for someone who's just starting out their detailing business, just to, because it's a minimal investment to get into the car show, right? Or whatever. So, you know, you could do it under $500. You could probably do it under $200.
You could actually team up with somebody else who already has a booth at a car show. So if you didn't even have the money, you go up to one of those guys and you go, "Hey, look, man, I got a detailing business. I can't afford to get a booth here yet. Here's what I'll do for you. Let me detail your car for free if you'll let me give away this. Or why don't you guys just give away this and we'll split all of the leads. You'll get a copy of everyone. I'll get a copy of everyone. So you don't even have to have a booth there. Just leverage someone else's booth."
And a lot of people get hung up on, "Well, I don't want to start giving away free services." And it's like, I think we talked about this in another episode. You have to shift your mindset to, yes, you are giving away a free service, but you're also getting a ton of potential customers.
Right. Well, here's what you always have to understand. Business costs you money. You're going to spend that money to acquire a lead one way or another. You're going to spend it on Google. You're going to spend it going to a car show. You're going to spend it.
Right.
So I have no problem giving away free stuff when it gets me a bunch of leads. Like, as an example, I work in this one niche. It's a crazy niche. It's called church planners. For people who don't understand what that is, it's these guys who go out there and actually start a brand new church. And so we run a contest every year called the Church Planner Library. And basically what it is we put together 30 different aren't books. Now, you got to understand that these are pastors, and these pastors love books. Like, they just devour them. So when we do a contest for 30 books, it costs me about $400 to $500 to buy all the books and ship the books out to the winner. However, I usually get about 3,000 leads who come in there who say, I want all these books, that are now into my sales funnel. Like, I've got all of their contact info. And here's the thing. If I ran Facebook ads or Google ads to get 3,000 people, it would cost me about $9,000. So I'm happy to spend $500 giving away some books. If I had a service, I would give that away, because then I would really get targeted people. But it's not, I mean, we don't, it's not a service thing that we offer to these guys, right? So that doesn't work in my world for that. But that's how you would do it. And it's going to be some of the cheapest leads that you get, that then it's a matter of your follow-up and how you convert them. So here's even another way that guys could, like, if you're just getting started, you could really, like, leverage this idea of a contest. Jimbo, have you ever walked into a Subway or a restaurant in any area and they had the fishbowl out there and they say, you know, drop in your business card for a free lunch or whatever?
Yeah. They're mainly at, you know, where I mainly see them is like independent. I have seen them at Subways and stuff like that, but I see them a lot at like independent delis or independent coffee shops or something like that. But yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, it's usually because the independent coffee shop or owner is like, well, I need to start collecting everyone's info. And then they never do anything with it anyway. It's ridiculous.
Which I think is the biggest, you know, as you were saying this, I see the biggest hang up with all this being not the strategy itself, but the implementation of actually implementing the strategy.
Oh, it's always the implementing. It's always the implementing. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's on.
So here's the thing, right? You could go into one of those shops and go, hey, look, I got this business, detailing business. I like to put up a fishbowl here, and here's what we'll do. You hear my dogs barking in the background? Boy, are my dogs barking.
We're not editing that out either.
Nope. So you go to the business owner and you go, hey, look, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to put up a fishbowl here. I'm going to run a contest. But here's what the prize is going to be. So the prize isn't your service. The prize in this case would be, if it's a coffee shop, hey, look, I'll buy a $25 gift certificate right now. And the prize is going to be that. And here's what's going to happen. Every week I'll come in here. I'll collect the business cards. I'm going to put them all in a spreadsheet. I'll give you a copy. I'll get a copy. And then, so you know that I'm actually doing this. I'm going to buy the gift card right here now from you. $25. Here you go. And we're going to select one of the winners and we're going to send it out to them. But we're also going to offer, or I'm also going to offer them, you know, runner-up prizes. And the runner-up prizes, because you put on the fishbowl that this is, you know, courtesy of Jimbo's Auto Detailing. Drop in your business card for a free $25 gift certificate to, you know, whatever the restaurant is or facility is. And so now you got all these people, and now you follow up with them. Now, granted, they didn't necessarily want your service, but what they did want was the gift card. So that's okay. It's not as good as if you're at a trade show offering your service or a car show offering your service. But what you're going to do is now, like, I would strategically target areas where the people who go there, like, on the lunch break are from the surrounding businesses. So I'd be looking at the surrounding businesses and go, I want certain types of businesses around this. I want more professionals than I want necessarily laborers, because I want people who are going to have higher end cars and be willing to spend the money.
So maybe a restaurant that is located by some high-rise office buildings.
Yeah, or
maybe
exactly.
Maybe in the high-rise office building complex.
Could be in it, could be around it, the office parks, you know, like almost anything in Irvine's going to qualify for that, right? But I wouldn't necessarily have it in, for instance, certain parts of Long Beach.
Like by your house, Pete. I wouldn't do it by your house.
No, because there's not really good office buildings around my
house.
I
was insinuating that they're cheap. No, there's that one really good office. Big
Street. Yeah, but that's like it, right? Yeah. So,
and they have a guy, and I got kicked out of there once.
Oh, really?
I got kicked out of that parking lot. This is a funny story that only you will understand, Pete. But I got kicked out of that parking lot because they have another detailer. But right by the freeway entrance right there, there's like a little inlet, just a tiny little one that's just like – so I moved the car – and myself to there because it's technically out of their parking lot. And the security guy came over yelling at me, "What you're doing is illegal. You can't be doing this." And I'm like, technically, I'm on like state property. So you have no say over me. But I was literally right outside the driveway.
Man, you got to love those people, right?
I'm just like, what's your problem? Like, and here's my thing. Like, I'm not doing anything illegal. It's not like I'm selling drugs. It's not like I got a strip club going. Like, I'm performing a service to better someone's life.
You know what I would do in that situation?
What's that?
Hey, dude, do you want me to do your car next?
He'd probably be like, sure. I thought about giving him a 20. Like, hey, here's a 20. Just let me finish up, and I'll be out of here. Because
sometimes you can get away with that. Yeah, and then they're like, dude, let me look out for you.
Yeah.
And they'll start finding a way to get you in. Like, that's right. Why I say everything you gotta pay for your business, right? Yeah. So you want to have your allies out there. And you can usually convert those guys because – I mean, think about it. The security guard makes like no money. He's minimum wage.
Definitely. Definitely. So if you're sliding him cash, I thought about that, but I ended up never going back. So,
yeah. Yeah. But, well, here's what I would do too. I'd take all those business cards and I would start looking at the job titles. And I would
love
be,
this. Hey, this is a freaking great strategy. I know we've talked about this before. It's a freaking great strategy. I love it.
Right. So I would look for anyone in HR. I'd look for the owners, the presidents, the CEOs. Because, yeah, those guys go to Subway, too. They drop in their business card.
Right.
So if you want to know how do I get into a business so I can become the detailer there, that's one way that you can do it if you don't have an in with a client is you get the business cards and you call them up or you email them. You go, hey, by the way, you won one of our runner-up prizes. It's a free wash. I'm going to be out there on Thursday. Can I schedule it and do your wash then? And that's where, again, you take them all the way through the inspection. You have them come out to the car. You walk around it. What do you like about it? What do you not like about it? You know, you do the wash, then you bring them back afterwards. You know, this is just so you know, these are some of the trouble areas that I found on your car, something you want to be aware of. And, oh, by the way, this is a service that I offer as a free benefit for employers like you to be able to offer to all their clients. If you'd like to you know, talk about that, I'd love to talk to you more about that because now you've just done the service for free, right? And you're strategically finding these people. So in this case, I'm not going to give it to everybody. I'm going to be looking. I am going to be judging people based on their job titles. Mm-hmm. And that's how I'm going to basically pivot off of all of that stuff to get in front of more clients.
I love it. That's a great idea because you told me about that strategy after I released that. I think it was the Q&A episode with Heather about how to get, because a lot of guys ask me, man, how do I get into these business parks, you know, and stuff like that. And up until you told me of the strategy that you just mentioned, it was try to find someone you know there, because then you can leverage them. Same end result, leveraging the contact that you have there. Only the point that you brought up was, what if you don't know anyone there?
Right.
How do you leverage that then? And that is a great example on how to do that.
And that's how you get it. And sometimes you got to like leapfrog off. So it's not the HR manager, but it's the benefits manager. Great. So I'm going to leapfrog off of the benefits manager to get in front of the HR, in front of the president, whatever.
What about a controller? What a controller?
Yeah, controller too. Because sometimes they'll like tell the HR, hey, you know what? This is a great service. Why don't you talk to – and now you got the controller telling the HR manager, I think you need to talk to Jimbo.
Or the – you know what else? Contact person I had before was a facilities manager. Also,
oh, that's a good one too.
Facilities manager, because they're making the decisions.
They control it. No packages come in or out of a business without going through his hands. So he's got a lot more power there than you might think.
And he also has everyone's email addresses and can do email blast.
Yeah. And so you take care of those guys. You do certain things for free because you're literally paying for business.
They're your lifeline.
It's like running an ad.
Right. They're your lifeline to that company.
Yeah, and I mean, what does it cost you? It costs you an hour of your time and a little bit of product. Not even that much.
Maybe not even that. You know, it's really minimal. Really minimal. What else you got, Pete? Is that it for today?
That's the main one for today, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to really drop the big bombs at the detailermarketingbootcamp.com. I'm just going to say that. I'm going to throw that out there.
So head over to, and guys are loving this. So we only got a few spots left. We're down to the wire. This is happening in 2 weeks.
And it's a small event. We should mention that, guys. This is going to be at McGuire's in Irvine. Yes. This is not some like, hey, 300 guys are going to be there. This is a small, intimate event. Get your tickets. It's going to be fun.
And when he says intimate, Pete will be wearing clothes, so don't get any wrong ideas. In fact, Pete, are you still planning on wearing your sport coat?
Dude, we talked about that on the first episode. I was actually thinking about it going, I think on that episode I said there was no way I was wearing shorts. And man, I really want to wear shorts.
If you want Pete to wear shorts to the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp, all you got to do is call Pete or write him a Facebook message.
There you go. I love it.
Love it. Thanks, Pete.
All right, man. Take care.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com for full show notes and links of everything that we've talked about today. And don't forget to check out our resources page for a direct link to all the products talked about not only on today's episode, but that I use in my day-to-day detail business. They have direct links so you can purchase and get free shipping right from that page. That's autodetailingpodcast.com. We'll see you on the next episode.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.